Greetings and welcome back to another and ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Yatshalom. We're now on Masachet Yoma Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, looking at the second Mishnah, and this is the third parak. In Adam Nichnas Lazara Lavuda Filu Tahor Anshit Bol. So at the end of the last Mishnah, we mentioned the Tefillah of the Kohen Gadol and the rules of Tefillah if you're in the middle of Avodah and have to go to the bathroom. Now we have a rule that no one can enter the Azara, even if you're already Tahor, until you go to the mikvah, specifically for going in. As we mentioned earlier, there is a tradition of 5 tevilot, and therefore 10 kiddushin of Yadayim Raglayim on that day that the Kohen Gadol does. All of the tevilot are in the Azara on top of Beit HaParva, which we discussed earlier as host location, except for this first tevilah. And they would put a curtain of linen to divide between the Kohen Gadol and the people so they wouldn't see him going to the mikvah. And at the end of the this podcast, we'll see one little line in the Gemara explaining why they would use a linen curtain. Shalua ben Zoma. So they asked ben Zoma the question, Tevilah Zulama, why does the Kohen Gadol go to the mikvah this first time? Amar lahem, kal vachomer, uma mishanem mekodes to kodesh. If you're going from holy clothes to holy clothes, from a place where you have to maintain such tahara that if you violate it, you have karet, to another place like that, ta'un tefillah, meaning when the Kohen Gadol is switching from his big day Kohen Gadol to the big day Lavan of Yom Kippur, or vice versa, which are both of those standards, you still need tefillah. If you're going from chol clothes into kodesh clothes, and from a place where tahara is not maintained, because you don't get karet for being tameh there, to a place where it is, ta'un tefillah. So therefore, kal vachomer, you need to go to the mikvah, therefore this mikvah is da'orait as a kal vachomer. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. It says, Srach tefillah hizu. It's a reminder tefillah. Kadesh yizkor tumah yishana shebiyado yifrosh. In case he remembers that he still had some sort of tumah, he will separate from it or go to the mikveh as necessary. Now, but Maikame Palgi, Ben Zoma, who maintains that this first tefillah is essential, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's just a reminder, what is their disagreement? Position number one. Ba'achule avodakame palgi. They disagree about whether a Kohen who does avodah without having first gone to the mikvah will violate and therefore invalidate the avodah. Ben Zoma machil avodah. Ben Zoma says it's a real tefillah because it will invalidate the avodah. If you don't know machil avodah, Rabbi Yehuda says it's just a reminder. It would not actually invalidate the avodah if you were tameh. Ben Zoma mi machil, but Ben Zoma can't think that. Hatanya kohen gadol shel tavav lo kidesh ben beged lebeged v'hin avodah levodah. In other words, Ben Zoma's kal vachomer comes from the tevilot between the cloak, between the different bigdei kahuna of Lavan and Zahav. And we have a brayta that says that if a kohen gadol did not go to the mikvah do kiddush adam raglayim between the begadim, avodatok shera, it's all valid. So therefore, he would not say that if he didn't do this first tefillah, it's invalid. But we will agree that if any Kohen didn't do Kiddush Adam Raglayim at the beginning of his day of Avodah, then it's Pasul. So that can't be the disagreement. The question is there an Isur Asay for doing Avodah without that first tefillah? And therefore, it's a real mitzvah, because it says, V'rachatz b'mayim pesaro u'levesham, at the beginning of the parsha of Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yehuda l'mai okay v'asei, there is no real asei here. Umid le Rabbi Yehuda svara, since what does Rabbi Yehuda have this svara of saying that you don't have to go to the mikvah? V'atanya mitzorah tovel v'yomed v'shani kanor. Sorry, that you have to go to the mikvah, just as a reminder. V'atanya mitzorah tovel v'yomed v'shani kanor. A mitzorah goes to the mikvah on his eighth day, and he stands right at Sharni Kanor and puts his thumb in and his earlobe, etc., so they can put the oil on it and do his tahara. You know, Mer Enot Tzarich Tevila, he doesn't have to go to the mikvah. Why Shekvar Taval Mi Ba'erav? He went to the mikvah yesterday afternoon on his seventh day to have the Harav Shemesh. Now, that means that Rabbi Yehuda says that you don't have to do another tevilah when you're coming towards the Azara, just to remind yourself. So who's going to tell him Tamash? That doesn't prove anything. In that case, Rabbi Yehuda said the reason he doesn't have to is because he already did. So why would we even bring this as a proof when it was clearly knocked down? Because we're going to challenge it with another. We have in our description of the Azarah, all the different offices, one of them is Lishkat HaMetzorain. And what's it used for? That's when the Metzorain go to the mikvah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo Metzorain b'varamar, ela kol adam. It means everybody goes to the mikvah there. Which means that they do go to the mikvah, again, when coming to the Azarah. So, lo kasha had a tavil, had a lo tavil. The answer is very simple. If the Metzorah went to the mikvah yesterday, then he doesn't have to. But if he didn't, he can go now. He did lo tavil, have shemesh pari. But if he didn't go yesterday, he can't be here at all because he didn't have hair of shemesh yet. Ela idi vidi tavil. Must be a case where he went to the mikvah. There was nothing to talk about. He went to the mikvah yesterday. Had asach da'ate, had a lo asach da'ate. If he went to the mikvah yesterday and he's been keeping himself tahor and deliberately so the whole time, he doesn't have to go to the mikvah again. And that's Yehuda's position in the earlier statement. If he, on the other hand, had a lapse of awareness of his status of tahara, then he would have to go again in Lishkat HaMetzorain. So, we have a halacha that if a person doesn't keep in mind their own status of tahara, they might have gone into a house with a mate, they need hazat shlish yushvi. Ella must be idivide lo asach date. Both the case where Rabbi Yehuda says he doesn't have to go to the mikveh and the case where he says he does are cases where he had no hesachadat. V'lo kasha hadit tavil al dat biat mikdash. When he went to the mikveh the day before, he was aware of and thought about coming into the mikdash. Hadlo tavil al dat biat mikdash. The other possibility is that he went yesterday to become tahor, but not to come into the mikdash, and therefore he has to go again for that da'at. It's kind of like the ma'alot that we have in Chagiga. There's another way to say it. Tani lo metzorain amru ela kol adam. Not that Rabbi Yehuda said not only metzorain but anybody, but rather Rabbi Yehuda said not metzorain at all but anybody. Meaning it was a mikvah that was there for anybody who needed a mikvah, but metzorain don't need it because they went yesterday. Okay, Ravina ma Rabbi Yehuda l'divraham d'rabbanan kamar lehu. He says no, that Rabbi Yehuda's statement about the lishkat haMetzorain was not his own, but he was responding to the Rabbanan. L'didi Metzorain tzarich tefillah. I don't think a Metzorain needs tefillah at all, and lishkat haMetzorain either didn't exist as by that name, or if so, it was for something else, like where they would get their log shemen. L'didchu, you think he needs to go to the mikvah? Oduli izi miha to lo Metzorain b'varamu. At least admit that it's not only for Metzorain, el kol adam, for everybody. Ravanan, their answer is Metzorah Daish Betumah. Metzorah is always hanging around Tumah, so therefore he does have to go again. Because he's been outside of the camp and everything else. Kol Adam Lo Daish Betumah as opposed to everybody else. Amarle Abaye the Rav Yosef. So now, based on all that, Abaye asked Rav Yosef, it said, Neymar Rabbanan Epliga Leid Rabbi Yehuda, Keben Zoma Sfer Lehu. So the Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Yehuda here about Metzorah. Sounds like they agree with Ben Zoma that it's a real tefillah. And we mentioned Metzorah to show you how far Rabbi Yehuda is willing to go to say you don't really need a tefillah. Maybe only a Metzorah is mentioned here. And this is not the Rabbanan Pliga LA holding like Ben Zoma. And it's mentioned, Metzorah is mentioned because he's so involved with Tuma that we have to be extra careful. Yosef's answer is, yeah, the latter, that's really the issue, and the Metzorah is unique here. By Rav Yosef, so by asked Rav Yosef a different question. Tvila zu ma chotzeitz o eno chotzeitz. This tefillah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, since it's not a real, this first tefillah of the day that we have the Kohen Gadol, since it's not a real tefillah and it's there just to make you think, oh, do I have some tuma and go get it? Does chatzitza apply? So Amalei, the answer is called tikkun rabbanon. Can't derive to tikkun. Even though the rabbanon made this tefillah just as a reminder, they made it to follow in line with the law de oraita, and therefore chatzitza applies. Amalei by Rabbi Yosef. Third question. Biyami miktzat shma biyaolo. What if part of your body goes into the mikdash, or into the azarah that is? Is that called biya, and therefore you're chayav for miat mikdash betumah? Amalei bahonot yochichu. The thumbs will prove it. Shein biyabi miktzat, because the Metzora puts a little bit, just his thumb in from the Sharni Kanor. Tam Metzora tovel v'omed b'Sharni Kanor. So you see that biyabi miktzat is called biya. Now, could you, let's say if you're Tamei, make a very long knife and stand outside of the Azarah and reach in and do Shechita? You could ask this according to Ben Zoma, who says there's an essential tefillah before entering the Azarah. You could ask it according to Rabbanan, who say that a Metzorah does need to go to the mikvah. Maybe Ben Zoma only obligates you when you're going to go in. But you're going to stand outside, maybe it's okay. But maybe, on the other hand, you're going to follow the knife in, and therefore, as a gzera, he would say you have to go to the mikvah. You can ask according to them. Maybe they said that you don't need a tefillah because you're not doing an avodah. Now he's doing shechita, which is an avodah low. Sorry, that they say that you need the tefillah, that you need the mikvah, but now that he's doing an avodah, you don't. Or perhaps there's no difference, and they would say you do need it. So the answer is teiku. Okay, the Mishnah said, Chamesh tefillot v'asoi kedushin tovel. No, Rabbanan, an associated brayta. Chamesh tefillot v'asoi kedushin tovel, kohen gadol mekadesh bo bayom, kulam bakodesh v'eit ha-parva, chutz mirshona she'tal b'chol agabe shar ha-mayim. Tzal lishkato ha-ita, was right next to his lishka, as we saw earlier. Amar baye, so the brayta is pretty much like the Mishnah. Shma minei, ein eitam. Ein eitam is a spring that's south of Yerushalayim, near Beit Lachem. We read about it in the story of Shimshon in Perak Tetvav of Shoftim. That Ein Eitam, which was the well, the spring that fed the mikveh in Yerushalayim, gavoh mikarka azara, asim shalosh amot. It must be 23 amot higher than the karka of the azara. Why? Dinan kol aptachim shayu sham gavoh asim amav roch bares amot. All of the doorways were 20 high and 10 wide. Chutz mishel ulam, except for the entrance to the ulam, which is twice as big in both directions. V'tanya rachatz b'sar ramayim, what's the halacha? V'mei mikvah. You go to the mikvah, kol b'saro, all your flesh has to go in, ma'im shkol gufo, l'mayen, has to be water that could encompass your whole body. Kamahen, so what's the shir? Amal amah, brum shalosh amot. A person is typically one amah squared, times three amot high. Shiru chachamim mikvah arbaim sa'ah. Chachamim then turned that into a liquid measure of 40 sa'ah. Okay, which means now that that since the door is 20 high, then, and you need 3 amot of water, that the Ein Eitam has to be at least 23 amot higher than the floor of the Azara, because it's gotta be higher than the mikvah that it's flowing into. Wait a second, isn't there an ama of the roof and an ama of the ceiling and an ama of the roof of the building that the mikvah is on top of, so it's really higher than that? The answer is the gates are made of marble, therefore you didn't need a full ama, you can make a very thin layer. But there's that mashu. It's not a full ama, we didn't count it. Okay, in the Mishnah we said persu sadin shabutz, that they put a linen curtain to protect him for privacy from the people. Maishta shabutz, why linen? Rav Kahana kedei shiakir sha'avodat hayom bevigdei vutz, so that the Kohen Gadol will remember that the special avodah of the day is the avodah bevigdei vutz. Right, and therefore. That he would remember also that the special avodah is not going to be done with his special 8 clothes, but with these very special 4 clothes that he wears on Yom Kippur. Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick it up in the next Mishnah. In the meantime, it should have a wonderful day.